There will be no personal nor direct attacks on anyone. And I would ask that you please try to keep down the loud cheering and the clapping. There will be no booing and no unruly behavior. With that.
This is painful, and it will be for a long time.
Donald Trump, baby! That's right, this man knows what's up!
After all, these are a couple of high-stepping turkeys, and you know what to say about a high-stepper. No step too high for a high-stepper.
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
Well, Sean's a tough guy. I mean, I think everybody knows that. You know, Sean, he took some licks. He hangs in there.
Yeah, what's wrong with the beer we got? I mean, the beer we got drank pretty good, don't it?
Did you hear what I said?
So this is a brave council. I had no doubt about them.
That doesn't suck.
If you don't like it, too bad.
Last question. Were you high on drugs?
Last question. Kiss my...
And here we go, FM Talk 106.5 and Midday Mobile, live from Robertsdale here at Parish Tractor. Be here till 2 o'clock, probably afterwards, to stop on by and visit with us today. Coming up in just a little bit, Rob Holbert from Landyap joins me. Also in hour number two, Dr. Sean Powers, and a whole bunch more coming up on today's show. And speaking of where we are at Parish Tractor, I usually am talking to this guy on the phone, but now I got to see him in person at his shop. Blaine Price, good to see you, man.
Good to see y'all too, Sean.
It is Kubota Orange Days.
It is. It is. We've got sales going on and new equipment. We've got a full line of Kubota Land Pride equipment here. All Kubota and Land Pride can be financed right now through Kubota at zero interest financing, tends to be a hot topic, especially this time of the year going into spring.
Yeah, we talk about the all the different equipment here, and we're going to go through this on the phone, but it's something to come in here and see. You talk about having inventory, about having selection. I've kind of peeked around the corner there. You got it. If somebody's looking for something, most likely you probably got it on the lot right now, if not nearby.
Right. We do, and we have other store locations throughout Florida and South Mississippi as well. So if it's something that we don't have sitting here right now, there's a good chance I can have it here in 24 hours. But we do have a lot. We've got a lot of zero turn lawnmowers. We've got a lot of RTVs, trackers of all sizes, mini excavators, skid steers, and all the attachments to go along with all these.
It's interesting to look at the inventory in here. Obviously, you've got equipment for folks that are doing this full time. Now, whether they're in the ag world or they're in the construction world.
Right.
But there's a whole bunch of people that are picking up on, whether it be a zero turn. They're not a commercial landscaper, but they,
right.
You and I got to cut a lot of grass, or tractors and implements and equipment there. There's a lot for just the regular person,
right,
who says, man, I think we probably need a tractor. Yeah, I think we probably need a zero turn.
Right. We get plenty of just, basic homeowners that come through on the smaller mowers as well. It goes down to 36 and 42-inch decks on some of these small subdivision lots or homes, but all the way up to the 72-inch deck on these mowers as well for the larger acreage guys. So we got a little bit of everything, and on the equipment side, away from the lawnmowers, but we do have lawnmowers as well. But our rental department has, an abundance of equipment in. It's Kubota tractors, skid steers, mini excavators, but we also have trailers, dump trailers, scissor lifts, man lifts, telehandlers, all the way down to smaller stuff, handheld tools and...
Yeah, you've told me, we talked about that before, and it surprised me. But yeah, you talk about handheld stuff. I mean, you
chainsaws,
can rent that as well.
Weed eaters, pole saws.
You're renting that.
We're
stuff.
We're renting all of it. And if it's something that you're pouring a little small pad in the backyard this weekend for a patio or something, we got the mud buggies, we got the trial machines, the concrete finishers. A little bit of everything for every project. You don't have to be a commercial guy to come and rent from us. We call them the weekend warriors. I'm a weekend warrior on some of that, especially concrete.
That's right. I'm a no warrior on concrete. I don't know how to do it, but you got the equipment here. If somebody's got that one time project, but also I've talked about this. If somebody goes, do I really need a, let's fill in the blank, a skid steer? Do I really need this other piece of equipment? Do I need, you can rent it and see,
you can rent it for, a day, a weekend, a week, a month, whatever your preference is. And if you are on the line of should I buy one, should I not, come rent it to find out. Mm-hmm. And we can deliver it, our rental, or most of them's on trailers, and you can hook up to it and take off.
Okay, let's talk about things on trailers, too. You and I are both Kubota tractor fans. This started this last summer, talking about the 0%.
Right.
And is that still going on, and you got the package deals going on?
Yes, we still have the package deals on our compact tractors.
So, yeah, give me an example. Lay this out for somebody who's hearing us right now. What are they going to come out and see? What size tractor is a compact?
We'll take just 20 to 50 horse.
Okay.
Let's just take an L2502.
Okay.
That's our 25 horsepower standard L series tractor. You buy it with at least two Land Pride implements, you can either get a tiller for free, or we can factor in the trailer for free as well. So somebody that's not familiar with the tiller, I wasn't until several years ago. I grew up with a disc to go to the hunting camp with.
Yeah, we disc. Yeah.
Hard ground, you might have to run over it, six, eight times to get it broke up. That tiller, you have to go slower with it, but it only takes one pass, and mm-hmm. that ground is going to be broke up and smooth.
You're talking about the Kubota tractors, and then you talk about, this is stuff I use. Heck, you've delivered this stuff to my house. I run Kubota tractors, but I love Land Pride equipment.
Right.
And there's a lot of great manufacturers, but Land Pride's just been... You know what you need is you need something that works when you need it to work, that doesn't break all the time.
That's right. And we have a full stock of Land Pride in right now. We just unloaded another Land Pride truck yesterday evening, and we've got it. So if you're in the market for, a new tractor or just a new implement, we've got it all right now.
What about, you talking about the trailers here. Yeah, what if somebody says, hey, I need a new, I need whatever, pick a big implement out there, but I don't have a way to get it to the house.
We've got the trucks, we've got the trailers. We can deliver it if we need to. So that is definitely an option. It's always an option. And it's also an option in our service department, whether if you need something repaired or just, a basic service on it and you have no way to get it to us.
Well, that's a fair thing, and I know we would talk about, for most people, I think, the world of zero-turn mowers and RTVs encompasses most people. But tractors is a more narrow area, but I know there's a lot of those folks like us.
Right.
Listen to the show. You got the tractor, it's sitting there, it's at the house, it's at the farm, but you don't have a gooseneck or anything to get it there. You can come and do the service there.
We can come and do the service there. Normally, we can repair there as well, unless it's something major. If we have to, split a tractor in half to repair it.
Fingers crossed.
Right. Repair a clutch or something on a truck. Yeah. We'd like to bring it back here, but we've got the trucks and trailers to come and get it, bring it back here to the shop, do it in our shop. But we do have a road tech that will come on site and service, lawnmower or your tractor, skid steer, excavator, on the job site, too, because we know... the commercial guys, it costs them to be sitting, mm-hmm. a day, a half day, a week, it costs. So they like for us to come on site, schedule that service that morning. Their machine will be down a couple hours while we're doing the service, but they're back up going, and didn't have to leave the job site at all.
I start thinking, look at the skid steers we're parked. There's some right behind us, some out in front of us as well. You and I both running those things. They are, for some people, if you can do it, it's a great thing to have full time. But you talk about renting them. The projects, kind of give me, somebody who hears you and I talk about skid steers a bunch and goes, what are folks doing with them? They're picturing one with a bucket on it, right? But that's
right.
It's a different world now. You still get bucket on it.
You still get the guys that are just trying to move dirt, sand with the bucket. But
just the beginning, man.
It is, because we've got a whole list of attachments that we have to go on these things.
So mulchers. Why does somebody want a mulcher?
Mulchers would be guys that are going in to develop lots. They want to, clear out all the underbrush before they take the trees down, or it might just be nothing but underbrush, overgrown brush. We have guys that have hunting camps. They want to go in and make new food plots, mm-hmm. Or own large tracts of timber that want to go in there and make new roads and food plots. That's more up their alley. I know in our rental department, we have the rotary heavy-duty brush cutters on the front. We don't have the drum mulchers, but we have the rotary. And I've taken them to the hunt camp and used them myself. They do a fine job, especially in pine plantations. They will
they'll get
open
it
up for sure.
Well, we're typecasting ourselves. Well, I think about it for the woods, too, but I'm thinking about folks who go, okay, well, the missus says, I sure, you know, somebody's got a, you know, 3, 5, 7 acre lot or something like that. Honey, I sure would like it if we could see down there, you know, to pass the driveway, or I could, the pond down there or something like that. I see those kind of projects get done.
This is the equipment to do it with. Not only do we have it on the skid steers, but we got on our Kubota KX080, we've got a rotary cutter on that mini excavator as well. So the ones that are really high up limbs, you can reach with that mini excavator where you can't with the skid steer.
You know, another thing, so we went from talking about some bigger pieces of equipment to something you and I have talked about several times as well. It's like you were thinking about my first and second and third house over the years. I had projects I wanted to do in the backyard, but I had, you know, I had the privacy fence with the gate, and the gate's only so wide, and I couldn't. So therefore, I had to manually do a whole bunch of stuff. People are like, just take your fence down. I'm like, no, you've got equipment here. Look at some right out here in front that fits through a gate.
So our Toro line would be where that comes into play. It'd be our Toro Dingoes, the mini stand-on skid steers.
And they're how wide? I mean, they're not, they 24 they're under, inches, they're, 36?
They're under 48 inches. Some of them go down to 36.
Okay.
But, you know.
So you can get them through the gate into the backyard.
You can get them through the backyard gates. We've got Toro mud buggies, you know, put concrete in these big hoppers and run them back there. They're track machines as well. So if you are looking to do that backyard patio or move some sod or dirt around the backyard, these Toro pieces would really help. Yes, we have them brand new, sitting here ready to go, but we also have a full rental fleet full of them.
So. That's what I'm saying. So if you even if it's a weekend project, or you're saying maybe I could use that a lot, but let me come see if I like it or not.
Yes, something else on the Toro Dingoes, the mini stand-on skid steers. It's not just a bucket that comes on those. We've got auger attachments. We've got pallet forks. We've got little mini grapples to go on them. So that there's a little bit of everything, just like the skid steers, that you can put on those stand-ons as well. And I've personally used it myself. You want to talk about popping some holes with an auger to put up a quick fence?
Yeah, let's say we're going to put a fence up. Yeah,
it happens quick.
Versus using the misery spoons.
Absolutely.
Yeah, if those y'all uninformed, that would be a pair of post hole diggers. Let's also talk about what goes on today, because I saw you're running a restaurant in here at the same time. What
yeah,
are you doing?
So we got the grill fired up right now. We're cooking burgers and sausage dogs. So if you're in the area, stop by. We've got a link that you go on and put your name, your email address, phone number into it. Hit submit. It's going to email you a coupon code. That coupon code is up to $500 off right now. Don't have to use that coupon today. You've got 60 days to use that $500 coupon, but you do have to fill it out today.
Okay, so tell people what they're riding down the road listening to. What do you do now to get this $500?
If you can't make it by to see us today, call us.
Okay.
Call us here at Parish Tracker at 251-947-4171 and tell them that you would like information or for them to email or text you the link to this coupon code so that you can fill it out and get it sent to your email today. Like I said, you don't have to use that coupon code today.
If you say, man, it's going to be 3 weeks before I can get by there.
Yes, so like on a zero turn. If you're looking to purchase a zero turn, you know, not today, but, you know, I've got to get one for this year. Today's the day to call us.
$500 coupon off a zero turn.
Let's get that coupon code submitted today, because tomorrow the link will be closed down. But that's just one of the promotions we run today. So you don't have to physically be here in person to do that coupon code, but we need to send it to you. You need to get it filled out and submitted today so that coupon will be emailed to your email address.
Okay. As soon as we go to the news break here, I'm going to be filling it out myself. So and we'll be talking with you next hour.
Yes, right. I'll be around.
Sir Man Blaine Price, we are here at his shop, not just on the telephone. We're here in Robertsdale for Kubota Orange Days at Parish Tractor. Come by, get fed, and $500. Okay, I'm going to be calling right now. We'll be right back. More Midday Mobile.
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
So welcome back. Midday Mobile, Friday style. Glad to have you along. And the text line, the best way today at 343-0106, 343-0106 on text. Or you can always leave us a talk back message when you use the FM Talk 106.5 app. Just that microphone icon right there on the front page. You press that, lets you record the message, emails it to the show. Hey, let's say hello to my buddy David McCrary at LCM Motor Cars. He's sometimes at LCM, and sometimes he's going out to find the vehicles to bring to LCM. Are you at home, or are you at an auction? Where are you?
No, my wife's out of town this weekend, so I came home.
say nothing. I say nothing. I know nothing. So let's talk about. I'm in town.
I don't go anywhere on the weekends. I try to stay at the house if I can. But we're going to be looking for some vehicles next week. I can promise you because we've been busy. And we need them. We do have a great inventory right now. I mean, we've got a 2020 Edge out here with 70,000 miles. It's got the big screen on the dash, big old iPad screen. Couple of Cadillacs. We've got an XT4. We got a Buick Enclave. We got some really nice vehicles. They're covered in pollen, but they're really nice vehicles.
When you're waiting, hey, listen, you get the free car wash coming up. Dr. Bill says over the weekend, so you got the, you know, you just suds them up and let the rain wash it off.
Yeah, well, tell Dr. Bill to come out here and help us with that, will you?
Get him
a lot of cars to wash. But we have a great inventory. Financing's good. So, you know, anything we can do for anybody, we're here to help. If you got any questions about something vehicle-related, if we can help you and somehow make a friend and make you a customer eventually, we'd be more than happy to do it. We've been doing this for a long time. So just come see us.
Okay. We'll tell them how to find you.
We're at Highway 90 and Plantation in Theodore. It's 1 mile south of I-10, exit 15A. You can give us a call at 251-375-0068 or just go to the website, lcmmotorcars.com.
Thanks, David.
Have a good weekend, bud.
You too. There goes David McCrary at LCM Motorcars. And coming up in just a second, I'll prime the pump here. So Rob Holbert from Landnap is going to join us around 12:35. And a couple of different stories to talk with him about. But one of them is this, because Landnap has, a bunch of people had the story out about the, and I know Mobile Mornings was talking about it today, about the pushback from the port on the tariffs, right? And Rob has been talking about this for a while. He's been, you know, put some stories up about how the tariffs are affecting U.S. businesses. And we're talking about his in particular, but in addition to. The question about the tariffs, and you know, I told y'all, remember, there would be easy cuts and easy things that Trump would have a lot of people cheering along with, and then there would be some that would take a lot more effort. This is one of those that's going to take a lot more effort, because you can look at this, if you look at the tariff structure, and you can go, okay, well, listen, we should be able to, you know, we should be able to tariff at the same rate that, whatever country, fill in the country, tariffs our products at. And then, okay, so we look at that, and if you're not in a specific business affected by it, then you're like, well, okay, that makes sense completely. But then you have all the individual stories of how this affects different businesses out there, and those start to get, you know, the snowball starts to grow on those, and when will it get so big that the tariff discussion comes to an end? Or does it continue? We'll talk to Rob about that, and plus maybe shark alerts as well, which we actually will talk next hour. Dr. Sean Powers joins us, talk about him with the University of South Alabama Marine Sciences, and get his take on this proposed bill to get the early shark warning system set up. Be right back. More Midday Mobile in just minutes.
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
All right, so welcome back. Midday Mobile on this Friday. We are live right here at Parrish Tractor in Robertsdale. Kubota Orange Days going on. And you heard Blaine Price earlier tell you about making that call and getting that $500 coupon. You use it towards a zero-turn mower or a tractor or whatever piece of equipment you're looking at. But you got to get that code today. You don't have to use it today, but you have to call over here and get that coupon code. And then you can use it. Maybe today, if you're real cool, come by and buy something today. Or if you're going to do it here in the next month or two, you can hold on to that coupon code. So make sure to call Parrish Tractor. We'll talk more about that coming up next hour. All right. With much fanfare, pomp, circumstance, all those things, let's bring on my man, co-editor extraordinaire at Landnap, Landnap Daily, LandnapMobile.com. It's Rob Holbert. Crowd goes wild.
Hey, man. How are you? That's not much fanfare. I'm not hearing any fanfare. But it's there.
People are feeling it. There's a mime I have in here doing fanfare.
There we go. I can feel it now.
Okay, good. Good. I want to start off here with the one of the stories people can check out over at landnetmobile.com and talking about what the Port Authority is saying on these tariffs, Chinese tariffs, because I want to blend this in with the fact that you've been vocal even before this talking about that so the damage these tariffs could do. So, I mean, first of all, like, what's the news story? What's the port saying here to the Trump administration?
Well, so the port, the administration's floating a plan that would put a fine on any Chinese ships, cargo ships that call on U.S. ports, or any company that has Chinese ships in its fleet, which, you know, it's like 75% of the ships, cargo ships in the world were made in China. It's almost impossible to avoid being fined, basically. At this point, the U.S. makes less than 1% of the cargo ships.
So,
in the world.
So this is about, so people understand, this is about that are built in China, not Chinese flagged ships, but
no.
Constructed in China.
Built in China. Anything having to do with China, basically. You know, if they're Chinese flagged, they're built in China, whatever it is.
But they don't have, they could be whatever. They could be flagged for some other nation, but they were built in China. Yes. They're still falling under this
fine. That's right. Yes. And it has not been imposed yet, but it is being floated out there. The U.S. Trade Representative is looking at it, posing this solution, I guess, to whatever they think, you know, is going to create shipbuilding in the United States. So there were hearings this week. The State Port wrote and said, hey, pretty please don't do this because it's going to really, really hit us hard. You know, it's going to be a mess.
What would happen, I guess, if that, I mean, it's not, if it's, it would be all U.S. ports, it wouldn't be a disadvantage of the Port of Mobile or Port of Alabama, whatever we call it now, over another U.S. port, but is the fear that they're going to go to some other country to avoid
that? The fear is that it's going to cost a fortune, John. It's like a $1.5 million per ship, per call on a port, you know, so if you got a ship that bounces in and does, you know, three ports in the Gulf or whatever, you know, you're getting into the $4 million range or $3 to $4 million range. It's going to cause, you know, it's a massive new tax is what it is. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, you can say, well, all this is designed to do X, Y, Z, you know, it's going to make people use U.S. ships. There are no U.S. ships to use. There aren't enough. And this is the issue I have with a lot of these tariffs and penalties that are being proposed, is that there are no options. And when you have
this one seems a little unworkable in the fact that if that percentage, there's that many Chinese made ships out there that you can't turn. Hey, let's stay with the theme here. It takes a long time to turn a battleship, right? I mean, so if they were, they're not going to be able to go to Ships or Us this afternoon and buy them some new American ships.
I mean, people, you know, some of the people in the industry have said it would take decades to get the U.S. to a point where they're building enough ships to do anything. You know, I mean, it is a situation in where, you know, you're not going to have. You just don't have any other options. And so you're just raising this, you're throwing up a huge penalty on these ships coming into your port. It's going to dissuade importing and exporting. I mean, it's going to make it less profitable. People aren't going to do it. They're going to go somewhere else. Yeah, they would.
I can't imagine Port of Mobile would be the only voice in this, right? I mean, I would imagine
they're not
every
the
other port.
No, the whole industry is losing their mind over it. Course, if it were to come to pass, but I think what it points out again is, you know, that these, and as I keep saying, and I keep running into people who say, well, aren't we going to do something? And, you know, like, well, we've been doing something, and that's the other part of it is, you know, this has been going on for some time. I mean, the Wall Street Journal had a story the other day that was pretty interesting, and I mean, you know, they're owned by the same company that owns that TV station that everybody likes to watch a lot. So, I mean, maybe you can trust these guys a little bit, but, you know, it said in the U.S., more than 90% of 5,200 product categories are subject to harmful import restrictions, which is up from just about 50% before Trump's first term in office. So this, you know, and they're saying basically the average tariff for facing goods imported in the U.S. is now back to where it was in 1946, which is 8.4% compared with 1.5% when Trump first took office in 2016.
And Biden held on to those same Biden administration.
He added to them. He didn't just hold on to them. He added as well. This is not just this is the story is that this is where we've been going here for, you know, for 9 years now. And, you know, it's not just that Biden just sat on them. They added some things. But they said, you know, they go on to say if Trump follows through on his remaining tariff threats, U.S. imports could hit 18% on average, which is the highest level in 90 years. Okay, so, you know, when people say, well, we got to do something, we haven't been doing anything, that's not true. For the last 9 years, we've been raising tariffs. And I don't think that that has led to lower prices or a huge boom in manufacturing back to the United States. You know, this, but on top of that, you know, it as we get more to the point where it is a blanket tariff, and a lot of these things are just, we're just going to tariff without really looking at what does it do? What does it actually do? I mean, if you don't have an option, you know, I will give you once again our example here in the news industry. When they put a tariff on newsprint, there's no place else to get newsprint from except Canada. Almost all the newsprint is made in Canada. And so there's not another
option. So the paper that Landnap is printed on, right, that paper, is not – there's no place in the United States to get it.
Canada produces like seven times more than the United States does, and they import – we import four times more than the U.S. produces total in newsprint. I mean, when it was done back in 2018, everybody said, I mean, the entire industry said, don't do this. There's not enough newsprint to go around. Nobody's switching back to making it. We're making boxes for Amazon. We're not doing this. And
well, that's what I was wondering. I mean, let me ask this question because I'm not in your world in that. But wouldn't if the tariffs raise the price of the Canadian newsprint, that paper coming in, wouldn't it then make it appealing for a U.S. company to make it? I mean, there's got to be a number where they say, well, heck, you know, I mean, I can make a profit here.
Well, Sean, I mean, that's in theory. In practicality, no. I mean, they're doing other things. A lot of those. The manufacturers are gone. Most of them are on a different, you know, on the other side of the country. It's just all of it gets, it sounds like that's a simple solution. That's what people think. Well, if you take this away and you make this more expensive, then somebody will say, you know what, I'm going to do this and I'm going to make more money. Well, that sounds great, but the reality is that doesn't always happen, and especially when you're looking at when you've got an administration that changes its mind from day to day, who's going to go down and say, let me plunk down billions of dollars and build these new factories or make these huge changes in what we're doing when those tariffs might go away tomorrow? That tariff I'm talking about in 2018 was ultimately tossed out by the International Trade Commission, but the price never came back down. And so we're, you know, next week we're looking at another 25% increase. I'm just talking about this one, you know, for us, that one thing.
Yeah, that's interesting, you know, because I think when stories like this, you can look at them as just, you know, in a vacuum where you can talk about personally. And I don't know if I'm digging too far, but I think you have made this information public. Can we do that? What it costs? So for you, because as we, I think it's fair to, on all sides of this tariff discussion to talk about it this way as well. This costs your company how much additional?
I mean, it cost us. I mean, in the last 7 years,
yeah.
I mean, it's cost us hundreds of thousands of dollars. I mean, it's. I mean, if it goes up again, it will cost us a tremendous amount. It's our second biggest expense. So you know those. Those things are, I mean, and that's all the news industry. I'm not just saying this for the news industry. I'm looking at this as a whole. It's just like the port. The port says, we don't have other options. You're just basically, and that's what I keep trying to say. This is just a tax. This isn't this isn't a tariff when it gets to that point. It's a tax. When you don't have something that you can turn to, it is just the federal government
something comparable,
taking your money.
You're saying.
Yeah, it's just the federal government making it more expensive for you to do business. And that's
okay.
What,
well, what about doing it when you have head to head? You know, would find something. You know, cars get a lot of attention, but I mean, there's a lot of not as sexy products out there. That there is a U.S. manufacturing, you know, component to it, and then there's a foreign one. The foreign ones, because they don't have all the same compliance they do in the U.S. and all those things, those products are less money, even though there's Americans making those products.
Well, I mean, but again, you know, look at it. If you I'm sure there are instances where things are very unfair and there's some dumping going on, things like that. My feeling about that is deal with those individually. But when you say, okay, if you make widgets and the widget from China is, you know, 5% cheaper than you, and they put a 20% tariff on it, and all of a sudden, hey, look, we've got a 15% margin. What does the U.S. widget maker do? Raises his price, and the consumer gets nailed again. It is just not, I mean, these raise prices. It is going to raise prices. It's already raising prices. I mean, in the port industry is looking at, and just the threat of this thing with ports is, from everything I've read, and I've read some trade magazines about it, saying, look, it's already causing backups. It's already causing some issues because people don't know what to do. And then, okay, well, let's put a 25% tariff on foreign cars and foreign mm-hmm. car parts. Okay, how many car manufacturers do we have in Alabama? Four big factories. They just don't get hit with that. That car you're thinking about buying just went up 25%. Is that good for the local guy who sells BMWs or Volvos? Probably not.
No, it might not be, but at the same time, I could turn that around and say, yeah, but look what we've done hollowing out the middle class over the years, and maybe doing that brings back more of those middle class jobs to the United States.
Okay, well, let's take that down the road. Okay, we're going to say bring back middle class jobs as we sit here on the edge of AI and robotics. And so we're going to say, let's do these things that will create a situation where we're going to build all these new factories that will take, you know, on general, you know, those things usually take, what, 3, 4, 5 years to build. And so somebody's going to say, yeah, I'm going to do this and hope that the policy is the same as it, you know, when this guy leaves office, that it's going to stay the same, number one. Number two, I mean, you don't think that every factory that's being built right now is probably being, you know, the consideration is, what are we going to do when this is all being done by robots or through AI, and how many jobs is it really going to create? Are we, you know, are we chasing something that's not even going to be there anymore? That's an issue I have with it. Is, you know, we're harkening back to thinking, well, we're going to have a T-shirt factory down the road. No, it's not going to happen. You know,
no, but not everybody's going to be coding AI either. You know,
we're building tons of cars in the United States, Sean. I mean, there's tons of car factories all over the place. It's not like that we don't build vehicles in the United States. I mean, why not just make 500% tariffs on everything if tariffs are so great? I mean, obviously there's some scale, right? I mean,
right. And you and I have talked about this on the radio before, but personally, I think a lot of this is negotiation to try to get a better deal. You know, I don't know how much of this is.
I mean, explain to me when you tell somebody, okay, we're going to put these fines on Chinese ships coming in. And what is the negotiation tactic? I'm going to ruin my own economy if you don't do this. You know, I mean, what? I don't get it. What is the? I don't. I mean, it's like standing there saying, you know, give me your money, or I'm going to shoot myself in the head. It doesn't make any sense.
It's an interesting analogy. I hadn't thought about it. You know, so I'm going to read through a couple of these texts here. Like this texter said, well, somebody's finally defending America. Terry says, if you don't impose sticks and offer carrots, how do you expect to change our economy to be more self-sufficient and not dependent on China, whose stated goal is to overtake the USA?
First of all, I've never seen, I keep hearing this over and over again from people. We haven't done anything. As I just pointed out, that that article says we have been doing stuff. We've raised the tariff rate considerably over the last 9 years, but we're standing here right now acting like the house is on fire still. So just by logic, it doesn't seem like it's done a tremendous amount. And, you know, if we're going to come in next week and say, okay, we're going to put blanket tariffs on all these things from Mexico, all these things from Canada, and of course there will be reciprocation. I mean, it's common sense what's going to happen. I mean, you're going to pay more for things. It's just going to happen. And I mean, it always boils down to this. When I talk to people about this, the people who are totally pro-tariff eventually just say, well, I just think it's going to be good once it's all over. And they don't really have any, I mean, explain to me how it works. Tell me how this is going to work, how a trade war is going to make us better. I don't see it.
All right.
I mean, I've lived under, for 7 years, we've dealt with the effects of a tariff. I've lived under it. I mean, I know what it does. We'd never got a check from Canada. You know, we never got any money from anybody
else. That's coming.
It never came back down. You know, it never came back down. And so, you know, I've seen it. You know, I mean, people, I think it's a lot of wishful thinking. And I think, you know, there's a whole lot of economists who agree with me. There's not a lot of economists who agree with this concept. But, I mean.
I've talked about this. I mean, I'm a Milton Friedman kind of guy for majority of my life, but I'll have a conversation with Cameron Smith sometimes and say I'm starting to lose my religion a little bit on it. You know, I was indoctrinated Milton Friedman. You know, make the thing in the place where it's cheapest to make it. Use those resources there, that kind of thing. But then I also look at what's happened to the middle class in our country, and I don't have a explanation. I don't have a way to say, well, sorry about that too. So I have a foot in both camps on this. I do see both arguments.
I get it, but I also think it's, I mean, you know, it's sort of one of those things like, can you put the genie back in the bottle? Can you really? I mean, this is a very global economy at this point. We are, you know, we built a big roll-on, roll-off thing down at the port to bring cars in and out and to do these things. We have, you know, everybody is selling to everybody around the world, and if you're going to start saying, well, we're going to be protectionist so that we can make it great here again, I think you're going to have a really hard time in it. I mean, I just think that the time frame for something like that to occur would be so extreme for people who are, I mean, most Americans don't have years to sit there and lose money and wait for everything to maybe turn great one day. And, you know, I mean, it's not to mention, I mean, this president has, you know, less than 4 years in office. So these policies could all change in, you know, a little over, you know, what, 3.5 years. I mean, it can change. So there's just a lot there, I mean, to look at and say we're going to unwind all this. And I just think there's a blind spot people have because we've talked about it. We're going to tariff everybody and throw out a couple of, I mean, when I went and looked at tariffs, I mean, there weren't a tremendous amount of tariffs between Canada and the United States to begin with. I mean, that was taken care of, you know, in the last Trump administration with a free trade agreement. But we keep hearing about, oh, there's a 200% tariff on dairy. After a certain point, there is. If that's a problem, work on that problem. But don't raise my newsprint. Don't raise your whatever, you know, your widget cost, whatever it is. Because it's about dairy. You know, don't do these things or, you know, oh, because we want them to put more people at the border, so we're going to all the small businesses have to pay more for what they're doing. I think those are dumb ideas, and, you know, I don't think they're going to work very well. Maybe they are ultimately negotiating tools, but at this point, there's already been a lot of harm done.
All right, well, we got to jump here. They're playing the music. Means my hour is over. But LandNetMobile.com and nappy voting goes till, or the nomination period goes till when?
6, I think. But it's coming up, you know, soon. So get out there and vote, man. This is when you can enter your name. You can put your name in the hat.
Good deal, Rob. I appreciate it. We'll talk soon.
All right, Sean. Take care. Bye.
All right. Coming right back. More Midday Mobile.
You're listening to Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
Welcome back. Midday Mobile on this Friday. Glad to have you along. And we are parked right here in front of Parrish Tractor in Robertsdale as they got their Kubota Orange Days going on, serving hamburgers, hot dogs, sausage dogs inside, plus great deals going on, of course, for Kubota Orange Days. And specifically, I love this. Blaine's going to come back in here in just a little bit and talk about this $500 coupon. So if you're thinking about a zero-turn mower or a RTV or tractors or anything, he's got this coupon. You've got to get the coupon code today, okay, by calling here at Parrish Tractor, and he'll remind you here in just about 10 minutes how to do that. You call, get the coupon code. You could use it today, but you don't have to use it today, but it's $500 off, which has got my attention. That's what I'm going to be doing here during the news break, getting my coupon code as well. Come by and see us. Lots of FM Talk 106.5 gear. And I'll tell you what, the next person shows up, go inside right the front doors, and you'll see either myself or Celeste, who I work with, and we'll hook you up with one of those FM Talk buckets, the super buckets with the rope handle and the throw handle on the bottom. Got one waiting for you. Next person, stop on in here at Parrish Tractor in Robertsdale. All right, be right back. News is next.